A statue of Christopher Columbus has been placed on the grounds of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building adjacent to the White House, the latest effort by the Trump administration to honor the explorer whose legacy has drawn increasing criticism. In recent years, the statue is a replica of one that was tossed into Baltimore's harbor in 2020 during Mr. Trump's first term, at a time of nationwide protests against institutional racism. In this White House, Christopher Columbus is a hero, and President Trump will ensure he's honored as such for generations to come. The White House posted on X, President Trump endorses a traditional view of Columbus, which celebrates his 1492 voyage as the beginning of a European presence in the Americas and the development of the modern economic and political order. But in recent years, Columbus has also been recognized as a primary example of Western Europe's conquest of the New World, its resources, and native people. We are delighted the statue has found a place where it can peacefully shine and be protected, said John Beaker, a Maryland lobbyist and president of the Italian-American Organizations United, which owns the statue, and agreed to loan it to the federal government for placement at or near the White House. The statue, made mostly of marble, was created by Will Hemsley, a sculptor based in Centerville on Maryland's eastern shore. The original statue was toppled by protesters on the 4th of July, 2020, and thrown into Baltimore's inner harbor after anger boiled over following the death of George Floyd at the hands of police. It was one of many statues of Columbus that were vandalized around the same time, with protesters saying the Italian explorer was responsible for the genocide and exploitation of native peoples in the Americas. Maryland House of Delegates member Nino Mangione, who was involved in efforts to recover the statue from Baltimore's harbor, celebrated the decision to feature it in such a prominent new location. It is a thrill and an honor to see his likeness in Washington, D.C., where millions can see it and reflect on his contributions to the United States of America, Mangione said in a statement. He criticized those he called haters and screamers who want to silence our voices and erase our history, and wrote, "The placement of this statue sends a strong message to those individuals, you will not prevail in America." In recent years, some people, institutions, and government entities have displaced Columbus Day with recognition of Indigenous Peoples Day. President Joe Biden, in 2021, became the first U.S. president to mark Indigenous Peoples Day with a proclamation. Mr. Trump dismisses the shift on Columbus as an example of left-wing arsonists bending history and twisting Americans' collective memory. "I'm bringing Columbus Day back from the ashes," he declared last April. Echoing his 2024 campaign rhetoric, he complained that Democrats did everything possible to destroy Christopher Columbus, his reputation, and all of the Italians that love him so much.